This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello and welcome to the very first Road School Moms edition of 2016. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four kiddos and co-founder at fulltimefamilies.com. And I am coming to you live from not so sunny, but still pretty warm Florida. And on the line with me tonight and every night is my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschool and road school and mama to four beautiful kiddos. I am the author and creator over at roadtripteacher.com. We like to chronicle our travels on diaryofaroadmom.com. And I'm also coming to you live from the other side of the coast of Florida where KT is at. And we are so excited to be back on the air with you for our very first show of 2016 from wherever in the world you are.
Mary Beth, I am so excited about this show. I know you know that's true. I've been texting you, emailing you, and we just got off the phone with one another to call into the show, so you know that this has been a really big deal. I have missed our show desperately over the holiday season. You know, there were two, we were gone for two Sunday nights, and one of them was actually Chris's birthday, which was a little bit of a relief not to have the show at 9 o'clock, but boy, did I miss that this opportunity to reconnect with you and reconnect with our road school moms, because it gives me such a refresher to go forward with the week from this moment on. I just love it. I'm just so happy that you and I have this opportunity to connect with all the road school moms across the country and recharge ourselves every week.
I am too. You know, I love it that so many of our road school moms post in our group, our Facebook group, and you know, we see Instagram pictures when it gets close to the weekend, it gets close to our Sunday nights, and I love seeing what everyone's road school is like and over the holidays, seeing how everyone celebrates their holidays, but honestly, nothing can compare to being, to being live on the air with you, and I love our chat window when everyone checks in and we can see where everyone's at, and just, you know, it really is like getting together, and I've missed it too so much. So not only am I excited to be back on the air tonight, but I'm so excited that you and I are in the same state for the first time in several weeks, I guess a couple of months. So welcome back to Florida.
Yes, and we're only a couple hours from each other, so I know our paths will cross much sooner than later, so I'm really excited about that. It's always wonderful to be in the same state as you, even if that's a state of confusion.
Well, we know that. We show that state all the time. I have to say hello and Happy New Year to Jill Dinkins. She just came on the line with us. Our chat window's starting to fill up, so that's exciting. But, yeah.
Yes, Happy New Year, Jill.
That should be our motto.
Absolutely. Now, tonight's show, Mary Beth and I are going to – we're just really filled with this idea of rebirth and renewal, and it's a new year, and it's a clean slate, and all of those themes are just really overwhelming Mary Beth and I. So what we're going to do is talk a little about the recap of 2015 from a personal standpoint, and then move into what our hopes and dreams looks like for 2016. And if you want to recap some of what happened with your 2015, you're more than welcome to on the chat over there at ultimateradioshow.com/roadschoolmoms or in the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/roadschoolmoms. Wherever you want to share with us, whether it's what you're looking forward to upcoming or what you've been through in the past, we want to read about it and share it with you. So go ahead and you can do that. Or you can even email myself or Mary Beth. I'm at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com and Mary Beth is always at info@roadtripteacher.com. So we welcome all of your correspondence to hear what 2015 brought you and what you're looking forward to in 2016. So do you want to start, Mary Beth, or do you want me to start?
I'm completely open. I'm just following your lead. So however you want to do it, if you want me to start rambling on,
yeah,
I'll be glad to do so.
Yeah. Go ahead. You start.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, 2015, it wasn't, it's probably not been the best year that I've ever had. You know, I think a lot of times you look back and you say what everyone else wants you to hear, you know, oh, Happy New Year, yes, it's glad to see that one go in a new year and all this. For me, I feel like that maybe, you know, when I look back at this past year, I kind of feel like that I let the devil win at his game, to be honest, because I lost sight of some things. It was a hard year for me personally. To be really honest, we had some losses financially. Physically, I've had a hard year, and emotionally has been a downer for me. Not to go into a lot of lengthy detail, but for me, I'm kind of unofficially got thrust into the single mom thing. And I say unofficially because it is totally unofficially. I'm not, you know, making any great, you know, great announcement, but I, you know, my personal situation has it so that I'm a single mom most of the time. And for me, that was a hard thing to come to grips with, just to talk about, you know, even with you, Kimberly, just that's, you know, the kind of turn that my life had taken. And I've, you know, I didn't always grasp everything this year. I'm going to try not to say a lot, because I know as I'm talking, I'm thinking. But I tried to make the best of the situation, and I always tell my kiddos, and I know you've heard me say it on the show a million times, you know, anyone can be a good person or, you know, display good qualities in a good situation, but it really shows someone's true colors and someone's true character in a bad situation. And I lost sight of that too sometimes this year. And so for me, it's been a lot of reflection over the last couple months. And so coming into the end of the year, it really has made me look a little bit deeper within myself to see where I want to be this time next year, and how the goals that I need to set for myself and for my family and for my kiddos, and for myself personally and for myself spiritually, because I know that that's where I have been lacking this year in my life. I know that's what I'm missing. It's the part of me that can talk a good game, that didn't really walk the walk. And that's just kind of a conversation I've had with myself over the past couple of months, specifically the last couple of weeks. And ironically, when I thought that I might want to share that with my good buddy Kimberly here, off the air of Road School Moms a couple of weeks ago, and miraculously, just like, you know, from God's lips to my ears, she told me what I wanted to tell her, what I've been wanting to tell her all along. And so for there, I'll let you pick up on that, Kimberly, and I'll let you take it from here.
Well, Mary Beth, first of all, I want to commend you for sharing so gracefully and so honestly what this year has looked like for you, because, you know, the Road School Moms that listen in have not shared the intimate conversations that we've had about what's been going on with your life and how hard it's been for you. And, you know, every Sunday night you have been here giving 110% and encouraging everyone else on the road. And I just want to commend you for, you know, you might call it talking a good game, but you also understood the greater mission here. And if every Sunday night we came on and said, well, this week really stank, then we wouldn't be doing a service to anyone. And so you have put that aside every Sunday night and come on here with a big smile on your face and said, you know what, Road School Moms, you can do it. You can do it. And tonight you've not only said, Road School Moms, you can do it, but I have been doing it alongside you. And I just really want to commend you for the bravery that it took to say what you said. And
thank you.
Absolutely, Mary Beth, you're a real light, and I'm really honored to be your partner in crime in this whole situation. As an aside, since September, where Mary Beth and I last left off together, we, in our Travaglino house, have been exhibiting our own struggles. We had a very personal situation that went completely awry sideways and took the rug right out from under our feet. And as a complete aside, my husband, who runs a side business, which also helps support our travel lifestyle, has that side business, through no fault of his own, has completely dried up. So this has been the most humbling of holiday seasons in my whole life. And I shared with Mary Beth the trials that we were going through as well, because misery loves company. And we both decided that it was really time, in a certain way, in so many words, to come clean with our road school moms. We're always the first ones to say we are the biggest screw-ups as far as road schooling moms go. We do not
have this thing
in the bag. Exactly. Just because we have a radio show does not mean we are the experts in any of this. We just are two people who are willing to put ourselves out here, who feel a certain calling to the other road school moms to say, hey, we're screwing up right alongside you, so let's just keep plugging forward. But don't ever take us for experts, because that's not who we are. We're just two moms trying to make the best for our families. And really, this past fall for both of us has been a huge stumbling block full of obstacles and challenges and personal setbacks and family setbacks. And I want to say that when we had the calamitous event in September that we did, which I don't want to share too much about right now, but I promise I will share in future broadcasts because it's very important that I do share it for other reasons. But we had a very traumatic event happen in our family in September, an event that I had prepared my children for and tried so desperately to avoid my entire life. And unfortunately, no matter my best efforts, and when I say my best efforts, I mean 100% Mary Beth, you know, I gave it my all not to have this situation happen, and it happened anyway. And that moment, I knew that I had done everything wrong, that I had done it all wrong, because my best efforts were never going to be good enough, because I alone could not make, and when I say I alone, I mean Chris and I, could not make this family go in the direction that we needed it to go. And I shared with Mary Beth that I had in my mind the end game for my family the whole time. I need them to be upstanding adults. They need to be have a good, strong moral compass. They need to do the right thing. This is what I want. But I had no roadmap at all to get myself from where I stand right now to the family that I wanted to cultivate in my mind's eye. And what happened was, I started praying really, really, really hard, really, really, really hard. And through prayer, I was actually led to a church when I was in New Jersey. And I literally have in my hand right now, I'm going to hold it so that I'm not telling any lies. I literally have in my hand a plan for my family, because at the church, they actually ran a whole sermon about how it is that you should raise a family and what those steps and that roadmap should look like. I mean, it's so detailed, I can't even believe it. And not only do they provide this at the church, but they record it and you can take it home. And so you can share it with your family. And if that's not an answered prayer, I do not know what is. And so, through all this soul searching and all the tears and all that we have been through, Mary Beth and I have realized that this platform, this Road School Moms thing that we do every Sunday night and that we cherish so much, can be and should be so much more than what we've been doing with it. Do you want to take it from there?
I can. Basically, what that means, you know, it's I don't want anyone to think that we've taken a hard left. We've been on the same journey all along. I can tell you for me, kind of how I've handled myself with this part of my life is very indicative of how I was growing up. I was brought up, I know Kimberly and I had different upbringings, both religiously and otherwise, but just spiritually, I can tell you that when I was growing up, I grew up in a Pentecostal family. My family was very active in our church. I went to church every Sunday night. I went to church on Wednesday night. If my mom and dad couldn't take me to church, my grandma picked me up and took me. I did not miss church. And many things that I was brought up with and the idea of things, I didn't necessarily understand them. I just believed them. I believed them because, you know, it was something that my family instilled in me. And when I say my family, I don't mean just my immediate family. I mean the whole Hendrickson side of my family. And for me, that was just, it was a really good foundation for that part of my life. But I will say that I didn't really understand it. I didn't understand it as much. And so I think there was kind of a gap in my life where I disregarded some of it, not because I didn't believe it, but just because I didn't really know how to weave it into my life. And so it's really been for me in the last, I'd say, decade that I finally, and that was through some things that happened along, you know, way back 7 or 8 years ago before we ever started traveling, some things that, again, Kimberly and I are trying not to share too much tonight because there's so many things that we want to talk about. We're going to do future shows based on certain topics that we're really going to get personal and really talk about with our road school moms, and this is one of them for me. You know, I had a couple of events in my life that happened 7 or 8 years ago that were very traumatic, and that's really what led me back to the path where I could kind of see where God fit into my life. But admittedly, over the last couple of years, and when I was trying to grow a new business, I sprinkled in maybe my spirituality where I could, and I tried to talk about what I thought was, you know, the real deal. It's funny because I talk a little bit about how I was brought up. That resonates with me because my kids forever will ask me certain questions. You know, we do a lot of Bible studies in our household. We like to do devotions. We do different things at different times, not any one thing all the time. And a lot of times one of my kids will say, you know, Mom, why does God do this? Or how come this happened? Or why, the questions about heaven or whatever. When my when my grandmother was alive, my grandma Hendrickson, it was my standard answer, I'm not sure, you need to call your grandma. And she would come up with this eloquent answer. Many times, just in the conversation with her, when she was talking, she would spout off some scripture, you know, well, you know, Ephesians, you know, whatever, whatever, and it would completely make you understand what she was talking about. I do not possess that quality, at least not yet. I don't possess that quality. When my grandmother passed away, I had an older aunt, my Aunt Marge, that kind of took that place. And so, you know, I still tell my kids, I don't know, you need to call your Aunt Marge. And she then will spout off this, you know, sassy scripture that'll help you understand. I don't possess that exactly. And so in my own mind, I think I fall short of that. And I just take that platform. Sometimes when I don't know what to say, I say nothing. That's one of my, definitely one of my personality traits. If I don't know what to do, I do nothing. And so it's kind of how it was with this. And so for the past couple of years, you know, like I said, I sprinkled in my spirituality where I could. If I ran across someone that I really could talk to it about, and Kimberly and I have had great conversations, you know, after dark when it's just been her and I sitting there, you know, talking. We've had, you know, lots of great conversations about this topic and about how, you know, God works in our lives, but I've never been able to share it. And even when Kimberly and I got the great opportunity from Felice, who owns this wonderful network that our platform is on with Road School Moms, even when we were given the platform on a Christian-based homeschool radio network, still, Kimberly nor I, either one, really took advantage of what that platform actually was. Instead, we kind of made our own little path and, you know, and have done, you know, a lot of fun and great shows. We've had a lot of awesome guests, a lot of awesome interviews. We've shared a lot. I hope that we've, you know, touched your lives in some way when it comes to your road school resources and things that happen in your rig that's similar to ours. But somewhere along the line over the last couple of months, Kimberly and I have both kind of came to the same crossroads nearly at the same time, which is, I love it when that happens. And it was just kind of a light that went off like, hey, you know, there's so much more that we could share here with not only with just each other and with our families, but really with our Road School Moms listeners, because you are so important to us. Like we talked about at the beginning of this show, you know, Kimberly and I really, really look forward to this time with each other and with all of you. And whether you're listening to this on a podcast or whether you're listening to it live or you're on our chat window, you know that you're a part of, you know, a really, really important part of our lives. And we're excited to share with you what's coming up next, and that is really just the ministry that Kimberly and I hope to broadcast from this show.
Meredith, I couldn't have said any of that better, and I love that you reiterated how important our road school moms are to us, because, you know, the truth be told, you and I could just sit and talk anytime we wanted to. We wouldn't have to wait till Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to have our conversations. And a lot of times we do so that we'll share these information and these ideas fresh with each other and with our road school moms, because they are so important to us and because we feel so passionately about our road school moms. Because being a road school mom, we know what it feels like to struggle. we know what it feels like, and as we referred to in the beginning of the segment, how it feels to think you're screwing this whole thing up all the time. We know what it feels like to compare ourselves to other people who are, you know, the kids that are in school and can spout, you know, the periodic table. And my 8-year-old daughter still isn't reading, and I'm struggling, and I've been struggling for all these years that we've been doing these shows with certain things. And it's just so important to me and to Mary Beth that we say to you, Road School Moms, you're not in this alone. And I want to say how I came to the idea, not before or after Mary Beth at the same time, but brought the idea to Mary Beth, and it's because someone told me I had a ministry. I didn't even know what that meant. You know, I said, oh, you know, we have a radio show, Road School Moms, blah, blah, blah. And they went and listened to the radio show, and they came back and said, I love your ministry. I said, what's that? We have a ministry?
But that scared you half to death, didn't it? Didn't
that? And she said, yes, you guys are completely dedicated and support and love your listeners and provide all this support mainly. Advice and hope and faith to your listeners. And I thought, oh my gosh, we do. And we have been doing ourselves and our Road School Moms a disservice by being so topical. That's how I felt last Sunday when I was driving home and I called Mary Beth and I said, we've missed the mark completely. We have just been topical and fun and sweet and easy to listen to, and not that we're going to be hard to listen to, or it's going to be, you know, brimstone and hellfire and damnation or any of that. It's just that, you know, like Mary Beth said, we've been given this platform on this Christian radio station, and we have completely missed the mark.
We have a little, but not a lot. And, you know, I think about this, and I think about the things that we've done over the past couple of years. You know, we have 5 complete seasons put to bed on Road School Moms, and that's an awesome accomplishment. Several times along the way, you know, and I both know that we thought, oh, gosh, do we need to change what we do? Or when we've even talked about changing the platform that we've done. I mean, you and I both know we've talked about that. Are we doing the right thing? Are we at the right place? Do we even want to continue to do this? Should we take a break? Should we keep going? Should we change this? I mean, we've done all that. And we've always just kind of stayed steadfast to where we were. And I think that, you know, that's probably some kind of a sign, I guess, or at least for me it is, that, you know, it really is all part of a plan. And let's be honest, if you know Kimberly at all, or if you've listened to our show very long, you know that it takes no time at all for us to get some wild, crazy idea. And it takes literally 3 seconds flat for us to come up with some kind of a harebrained plan. Usually Kimberly, I had to laugh, I put it on our chat. Kimberly always is the one that writes everything down. She's got sticky notes everywhere. She writes it down and she carries it around. You know, if I wrote a note down, I'd lose it in the first 5 minutes. I don't bother to write things down. But, you know, I just totally lost my train of thought. How about that? I didn't even know what I was going to say. How's that for?
That sounded really exciting there for a minute. Okay, maybe you'll get it.
Yeah,
back.
I was leading you down a path, and then I left you hanging. Sorry. No. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Oh, good. You're back.
So I'm back. Tune, lights on. So anyway, it's kind of like we really, I don't know how to say it. It's kind of like we really didn't know where we were going until we got here. And, you know, had we come to this realization when we first started this show and we would have just hauled off and been like, well, we're going to have a ministry and we're going to do this and we're going to do that, you know, it probably wouldn't have worked out exactly like it has. Because what we've gained from it is, you know, we've gained a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge, and we've gained an incredible following. I look at our group with, you know, we have over 1,000 Road School Moms in that private group. I don't know what the numbers are. I mean, the numbers really don't even matter to Kimberly and I, to be really honest. It's more that the connections that we made. And, you know, we'd rather have 100 good connections than 1,000, you know, that are just out there floating around somewhere. And I really feel like that we have such a good handle on all the Road School Moms that, you know, come in and out of our group. And there's always questions and answers and topics and advice, and I love that. And I love it that both Kimberly and I, you know, even though this is supposed to be, you know, our group or what, you know, however you want to look at that, I mean, I'm the first to go in there and say, hey, what do you think about this? And I know Kimberly's done the, you know, the exact same thing, and I love that.
because I really think that, you know, it's just kind of like we came over the horizon and realized that we are exactly where we're supposed to be at exactly the right time. And that just takes me back to there's a couple of things that I want to mention tonight that my pastor back in Bloomington, Indiana, David Wigington, at our Cornerstone Christian Church, which is where we're from, our home church back in Indiana, he always says God is never late and he's always on time. And that is exactly how I look at this situation, because he really is just exactly on time for us in this situation.
Mary Beth, that is so perfect. And, you know, it's so funny that you didn't say that when we were in the pre-show, because Mary Beth and I usually have it together. We know exactly what we're going to say for the most part. We know Mary Beth writes an awesome script every week, and we post it as our blog so you can follow along. And this show we have struggled with for the last, for a week. We have struggled with what in the world we were going to say on this show. And so I was in the car driving to Florida today, and I said, you know what, God, I can't handle this. I don't know how to run a ministry. I don't know how to be the person you want me to be. I feel this incredible calling. I feel completely in passion about what is going on with Mary Beth and I for this show. I feel like there's no question that this needs to happen, but I have no idea how to do this. And the words that were sent to me that I shared with you, Mary Beth, earlier were, it's never too late to be who God intended you to be. And I said, okay, that's what I'll say. I don't know. And that's what you were just saying with your pastor. That's incredible. Because as you know, I have been very spiritual my whole journey, this 5 years on the road has actually been what I would consider a stripping away of all distractions so that I could get to exactly this point. And I'm always the first and last one to say, you're always where you need to be. You're always where you need to be. Right, Mary Beth? How many times have you called me on the side of the road, brought me down? Well, Mary Beth, you're obviously there for a reason. You're always where you need to be.
Yeah, I'd love to cram that down your throat sometimes, but I'll let that pass.
And so this is just the next iteration of that for me. That's just how I feel. I just feel like that the life that I was living before going on the road was a life full of distractions. And like you mentioned in the earlier part of this show, distractions from the enemy, distractions from the devil, whatever you want to call it, but distractions that took me away from what mattered most. And this whole 5 years has been trying to figure out how to cherish what matters most and how to live in the moment. And I'm not saying this right, but how to uphold what matters most in my family, what is the longevity of what I want to leave behind as a legacy for my children, what matters the most. And obviously that the three things that matter the most are my relationship with God, my relationship with my husband, and my relationship with my children. At least that's what I've come up with in my head right now. And so that's the way that we have to go. But again, it took me to age 43 to figure this out. Mary Beth was raised Pentecostal. I was raised Roman Catholic. Which meant a lot of knowing when to get on your knees, when to stand up, when to make the sign of the cross, when to do all those things. And it was just literally going through the motion. That's all church was, going through the motion. Stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel. Make the sign of the cross, do this, do the other thing, come get the bread, it's good, sit down, now kill everyone in the parking lot so you can be the first one out.
Well, you know, it all comes down. Go ahead.
Good.
No, well, exactly what you're saying is exactly what I said before. And it's like, I think for me, that was one of the things. And it's funny because it's just now dawned on me. If you go and look at my about, whatever that little about thing is on my Diary of a Road Mom, which is my personal blog, it's where I share more of our personal stuff. But if you go on there and look at that, I think that my goal on there, I even said that we gave up a traditional lifestyle because I wanted to focus more on the ministry of my family and my faith. And it's so funny because that, of all the things we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, that just dawned on me that that really was my goal at the same time when we started almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, whatever it's been. And somehow I got off track, which is the same, you know, I guess for me, like you're saying, you know, you knew what to do. You kneel, you get up, you take the bread, you do this, you do that. When you were younger, you did what you were supposed to do because that's just what you thought you were supposed to do. I done the same thing in my own way. And for me, I wanted my kids to have a different relationship. Not that there was anything wrong with the way that my parents raised me or anything. I had an awesome childhood, and I loved my church family when I was young. I mean, I have a very strong faith foundation where my family's concerned, my extended family. But for me, I just wanted I wanted my kids to have a more personal relationship with God and with me and with our family. And that was really the main reason for me. When we pulled our kids out of school and started a homeschool, and when we went on the road, it was really to kind of keep them close, you know, not to keep them close as in hiding them from the world, but in keep them close and build their foundation even stronger than we could have in our former lifestyle so that they could be even stronger people for who they were. And for me, I just think it all comes down to focus. And however I've gotten, I don't know, if I've gotten off track, then I feel like that it's still part of that plan, and that, you know, because somehow I've came full circle, and I absolutely love it that I've came full circle, you know, right alongside you, Kimberly, because, you know, we do share so many of the same issues and thoughts and, you know, all those things. It just, I don't know, it's just, I'm in awe of where I'm at and how I got here, and more than anything, the only thing that keeps popping in my mind every time we talk about this is, I feel like I'm on the horizon, just at the top, just over the hill. Like, I just see the sun coming up, just a teeny. You know, I see the sun coming up, and I'm so excited to see what the day is going to bring.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I really do. I feel the same way. And I want to share with our Road School moms, if you are, listen, like, as always, Mary Beth and I don't know what the heck we're doing. So if you want to come along for this wild ride, I want you desperately to be on this ride with us. If you think you have ideas for how we can accomplish this, we want to hear them. If you need prayer for something, we want to pray for you. I know when I went through what I went through in September, it was the prayer of the Road School moms that I was surrounded with, my Road School family, that got me through from literally sitting in the corner and rocking, because that's all I wanted to do. That's all I wanted to do. And yet I was surrounded by so much love and support and, you know, people just reaching out left and right. How can we help? You know, this isn't your fault. How can we help? How can we help? That made all the difference in the world that I could actually get up and start walking forward and find this path. So if you need help in any way whatsoever, if you want to share it privately, Mary Beth and or I, our emails are always open to you. Again, mine's Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com and Mary Beth is info@roadtripteacher. If you have, like I mentioned before, an idea or a direction for this ministry, we want to hear it from you. If you have advice, words of encouragement, whatever it is you want to share, we definitely want to hear it. So please, let's keep all the lines of communication wide open while we all take this huge journey together, because that's what the opportunity is that is laid out upon for us. You know, Mary Beth and I could do this by ourselves. We could do it, literally, we could do it alone. We could, you know, walk in faith all by ourselves, and just focus on our families, which we are also focusing on our families. But, again, we have this amazing opportunity, this amazing community, and we want to share this gift and how passionately we feel about this time in our lives with anyone who needs encouragement, anyone who wants to share it with us. We are really excited about what 2016 is going to bring for us personally, for all the Road School moms together, what this means for the future, for our community. It's just a time of rebirth for all of us, as every year should be. But this one, you know, is this our second or third New Year, New You show? That's what we usually pull out of the closet in the new year. New year, new you. How to be the best you in 2000 whatever.
What's your word? What's your word for this year
it.
And all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This year we mean it. That's so funny.
So I do have a word for this year. I do. And it is a word that I've been using for the last couple of months, and it has changed my life also alongside with it. But so, again, the message that I got when I asked the Lord what I should tell people on the show, he wanted to leave me with, and it was, it's never too late to be who God intended you to be. And a new year is a great opportunity for a clean slate. But my word that I have been using and will continue to use for the whole 2016 is the word yet. Because that word has changed the end of every sentence I have said that I've used it with. So, you know, let's start with the laundry. Have you done the laundry? I have not done the laundry yet. Right? Isn't that amazing? You know the laundry's going to get done. It's amazing. Have you been to Hawaii? I have not been to Hawaii yet. If that means it's going to happen, right? So yet, and so as in that yet, have you found your meaning for your life? I have not found my meaning for my life yet. It's just amazing. Has your parents been answered? It's not been answered yet. So I suggest anyone who is feeling any despair whatsoever start using the word yet as much as possible, because I think yet is a crazy powerful word. Do you have any words
that
you've been dwelling on there, Beth?
I haven't. You know, I don't know why. Well, first of all, I have to say that's so funny because in our pre-show, I did use the word yet, and then you chuckled to yourself. That was right before we got off the phone, so that's so funny because I didn't know your word. We saved it for this. I'll have to say I haven't really come up with my word yet. I haven't come up with it yet. My word last year for 2015 was intentional. You know, I wanted to be intentional, and I don't know if I did a very good job of it, so I kicked that word out. And I don't know. I don't think I have a word yet. I think I need more time. You know, I have to make sure I know what I'm talking about before I give it out. So I might need another week. I don't have a word. All I know is that in my brain, I read this several months ago, and it just popped into my head not long ago, and that was that, I don't know if I can say it where you can understand it. I just know that I feel like that I finally realized that hard things keep calling on you because really you're just meant to answer to a higher, like you're meant to answer to higher and better things. That's why hard things keep calling on you. And for me, I read that a while back, something along those lines. It was some kind of a book or some kind of a course or something you could take. And I really thought about it, and I've just come to the conclusion that, you know what? It's okay if hard things are happening to me because I guess I'm just meant to answer to higher and better things. And that's okay because, like I said before, I feel like I'm on the horizon. So maybe that's it. Maybe my word's horizon. I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know next Sunday.
You know, I love that what you just said because I have been, it's so funny you say that, because I have been dwelling on just the same thing, only in a slightly different fashion. I've been dwelling on hard things come into our lives because that's how you get strengthened. If you went to the gym and lifted, you know, a pound of pillows or whatever, you would never get muscles. You would never get any stronger. You would never grow, right? But these hard things, you have to be set up against these hard things so that you have the opportunity for growth, so that you have the opportunity to cultivate your strengths. If everything is easy, you're just going to be lazy, right? You're never going to get anywhere. It's okay that things are hard. And I tell myself that when I've been going through the trials that I've been going through. And you know what? I tell my kids that too, because this hard stuff builds character. These hard things are an opportunity for us to build tremendous amounts of character because we have to push against them and push through them to get where we need to go. So don't,
right. My grandma
don't be afraid.
Said, she always said to me, you know, if I was whining around about something, she would always say to me, this is my grandma Kirkpatrick on my maternal side, but my Grammy, she would always say to me, you know, hot water does different things to different people. And she'd always, you know, say, you know, you put a potato in hot water, it gets soft. You put an egg in hot water, and it gets hard. And that never probably resonated with me either until after she was gone. I mean, she said that to me her whole life, you know, up until I was 45 just a year ago. She said that to me her whole life, and it wasn't until the last few months that I was like, oh, I totally get that. Like, do I want to be an egg or do I want to be a potato? I don't want to be a potato. I want to be an egg.
There's no protein in potatoes.
No. Who wants to be a potato? I want to be an egg.
That's right. Potato
so
is
be an egg.
Filler. Be an egg. I love that. I love that.
Be
That's so
egg.
Fun. I love that. And it's so ironic because the whole time, again, we go back to being on the Christian radio show, right? The Christian Radio Network. And Mary Beth and I keeping it topical. And so Mary Beth's favorite thing to say about us as in relation to our co-hosts, who all run very spiritual, very God-guided programs, is that we're the Easter eggs at Christmas time, right?
Oh, my goodness. I say that all the time because we do. if you've never had the opportunity or you've never taken the time to go on ultimateradioshow.com, there's all these wonderful podcasts of all these grand ideas and eloquent and full of grace. And, you know, we've had Fletch and Kendra from IRL on our show, and we had LaToya on one time, and, of course, we've talked with Felice before. And, you know, all of those people, to me anyway, are full of grace, and they're full of eloquent, you know, the way that they speak, and things just flow out of their mouth. And, you know, and like I said before, I mean, I really do have a thing for people that can just cite scriptures and really make it stick to what they're talking about. And for me, just Kimberly and I, you know, whenever we talk about anything, when we fit into that, I have always said that, you know, we are totally Easter eggs at Christmas. I mean, crazy Easter eggs we are, but, you know, we just a little bit off. Just a little off. We're eggs. But eggs are good.
Yeah.
Eggs
now we're good eggs. Good hard eggs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have gone off on a complete tangent. I'm sure we've scared off all of our listeners to think we've gone off the deep end. But I know I have complete and utter faith that those Road School moms out there, and Road School dads too, they're most absolutely all, everyone is included, those people out there who need support, who need guidance, who need someone in their life to lift them up in prayer, they will be drawn to what Mary Beth and I have to offer in future shows. And if that's you and you want to reach out, again, I welcome you to reach out. I encourage you to reach out. We would just love to hear from you. But I know that there's a reason we're being called to do this, and it would have been way more comfortable for Mary and Beth and I to say, nah, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We got a great lineup of guests. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to keep going the way we're going. We don't want to, you know, alienate anyone. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We don't want to, you know, make anyone uncomfortable. That would have been the easier thing for us to do, and, you know, that was on the table. But we both knew that we couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, we did. And I just think that it's you know, time for greater things, and it's time for greater things. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to be the same people, right? We're going to be the same people we were before, and we're still going to have great guests, and we're still going to talk about our Road School every week, and we're going to share resources, but we're going to try to dig a little deeper and really share with you, our Road School Moms listeners, from our heart, and not just maybe from, you know, the surface. We're going to we're going to really try to share with you from our heart and dig a little deeper. And we want to be there for you. We want to be there for each other. And we just want to see what kind of great things lie ahead, because we know that there are great things. They just haven't happened yet.
Oh, nice way of working my word.
I'll be working your word for a long time because I don't have my own word, so I have to copy on yours for a while.
That's okay. I'll share my word with you. It's a great awesome. Word. So life,
awesome,
it's a game changer, that word. Okay, well, yeah, I have a couple of extra side notes to talk about. I want to wish best wishes to the San Diego rally, which is kicking off on the 7th in 4 short days. I can't believe how fast that came. Lauren Wolf, Wes Wolf, and the entire Wolf clan has stepped up to create a one-of-a-kind event in San Diego. And I'm really feeling quite blessed that they have taken on the charge to lead 31 families in that area for 4 days of fun and frolicking and fellowship, so that these 31 families can be served, really, honestly, on the West Coast, because I can't be everywhere, and it's so important when people step up. Mary Beth has been a wagon master. Jennifer Miles has been a wagon master. We've had male wagon masters with Mike Hornicky, and we've had wonderful coordinators like Jill Jenkins and Katie Graham and all these people who step up, Clementine Vaccine, who I'm getting ready to run this rally without, and I'm really lost because Clementine's been there to run so many rallies with me, alongside me, in the background all the time. All these wonderful people, the shoots have really stepped up, who have made these activities and these events a reality for families so that they can connect with one another. So best wishes for a wonderful rally. I know it's going to be a great time. I know Mary Beth and I are super sad and super jealous not to be attending. And that rally is sold out. Also, the Tampa rally is sold out. We have a wait list. If you want to be on the wait list, you may email me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com and I will get you on there. There is a family in Austin heading up an Austin meetup on January 17th. So you're going to want to look at fulltimefamilies.com if you're in the Austin area in mid-January to possibly be a part of that. And on Instagram, we are running a 12 Joys of RVing Instagram contest. So if you are joyfully RVing or looking forward to joyfully RVing, go ahead and post any picture you like that illustrates the joy of RVing for you and your family, and tag it with 12 Joys of RVing, and you will potentially win a Go RVing swag pack. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to have 12 overall winners, and it's going to be a great time. So go ahead and go do that. And one last show note, if this is your year for your launch, if 2016 is the year for your launch, then I strongly recommend you get yourself a journey journal. You can get the print-on-demand version, or you can get a hard copy version that I send you right out of my camper. And that, what that is a workbook to help you make your dreams a reality. And it's one of the tools that I used when I was going on the road full time. And what I did was I took my notebook that I used to make my family's dreams a reality and turned it into a workbook that you can then use for the very same purpose. And then in the end, it becomes this priceless memento that answers the question to your whole family of why you did this crazy thing that you did. So go ahead, and you can find the Journey Journal also at Full Time Families under the Resources tab. So that's what's going on at Full Time Families. What's going on at Road Trip Teacher, Mary Beth?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to tell you, we didn't even have time to talk about this earlier with you because of all the other things we were talking about. But I shared with you a couple weeks ago that we were going to start a unit on circus. Remember me telling you that?
I do.
Well, we had so much fun during the month of December, and we'd done a lot of different holiday things. And our neighbors in our park where we're at, where we're wintering here in Fort Myers, is really stepped up and done so many fun things with my kiddos. But they were really ready to get started, kind of just to get back to things just in the last couple of days. So we broke out the whole circus unit thing, and we've been working on that. We actually finished the ABCs of the circus, which if you've done our copywork guides before over at Road Trip Teacher, then you'll want to check this out because it is 26 facts about the circus, about the history, and just really quirky things that I never knew and that my kids were totally interested in. It's really gave them a rabbit trail, I guess, that we always like to talk about. Every single one of them have kind of rabbit trailed off on some quirky thing about the circus. They're reading, every single one of them are reading a different circus book. Every single one of them have vocabulary lists of different lingo and circus words that they didn't know, and they've wanted me to do spelling tests this week, which I thought was really ironic because I've never been asked to do a spelling test before. That was something they wanted. And we had planned on going to the museum next week to kind of kick that off, and I realized that the Ringling Brothers Circus is actually in Florida. They have shows in Tampa, Orlando, and Miami.
So we are going to take advantage of doing the circus. Yeah, that's going to be our big field trip for the end, and we're going to do the museum on the way, and we're going to wrap up this whole thing we've been doing about the circus. And it's, I don't know, it's really kind of gotten my road school off to the right start. Even before the first of the year, I loved it because we, in true road school style, we didn't wait until the Monday following New Year's or anything. You know, we just kind of took off one evening. One of the girls said something about it, and my oldest was all into it, and so we done those ABCs. You know, I always call my kids my R&D crew, my Road School 101 crew, because they're the ones that like to research everything and look everything up, and it didn't take just a few hours, and they had all those facts written out. So it was a lot of enthusiasm in our rig, and I'm going to be excited to share that with you all over at roadtripteacher.com later on this week. So if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, you'll want to do that, because I'm going to offer that unit study that will include that copywork guide of all those fun facts that you can give to your road school, either in print or cursive. It'll be available in both versions. And there's all kinds of word games, and there's four different vocabulary lists. It's the biggest unit study that I've ever put together, not as far as information, but as far as activities. And so we're going to offer that free over at Full-Time Families, Road School Moms, and Road Trip Teacher, really exclusively for a 24-hour period. So if you're interested in that, you'll want to be sure and sign up with our newsletter.
Wow, I just love that, you know, as road schoolers, we have the opportunity to work in circus into our curriculum, because it is, circus is such a rich tradition, and there's so much facets of the circus to learn about that it's just a, what a great topic. I'm so excited for you. I
did
can't
you
wait
know,
to see what happens.
I know, it's so fun. And did you know the circus is like over 2,000 years old? I mean, the first circus was like goes way back to the Qin Dynasty, like the Chinese circus. It's so bizarre to me that, you know, and I'll have to say that it's kind of a controversial subject, because I will say that I'm very aware, I don't want to get any feathers ruffled, because I am very aware of, you know, the ethic treatment of animals, and I know there's a very controversial out there about elephants and lions and all the things that happen, and I am not a proponent of that. But like so many other things, I just think that sometimes we get lost on the whole, you know, everybody wants to get on a soapbox, and you lose, you know, some of the traditional things, because honestly, there's, like you said, I love it that you said that, there really is a lot of rich history and traditions, even in our own country, and then it goes back, you know, to Europe, and as far back as, you know, gladiators in the ancient Roman times. I mean, the circus started out really as an exhibition of horses and horse tricks, and there's just so much to learn about, and it's been so interesting to us. And, you know, it's not because, you know, we do this in our road school, not because we think, you know, that everybody should learn about the circus. For me, it was just what I love about the way we road school is, you know, does everybody need to know 26 facts about the circus? You know, probably not. But what it done for me and for our road school was it got every single one of my kids to read. It got every single one of my kids learned at least 12 to probably 20 new words over the past week. Each of them have done, you know, math activities that were related to the circus, and mainly just because the clip art was on it, but that's okay. You know, so really it just, the circus was a tool for me to boost their enthusiasm, and then it just worked out because of the way we live with our lifestyle, you know, that we're in a place that we can go to the museum and we can actually catch a circus, and it just, you know, it came full circle, and it tied it up all loose, and, you know, nice and neat, and I love it.
Yeah, and I will also mention that circus the performers and people who put the circus together are like the kindred spirits to full-time families, because they are also themselves on the road for great lengths of time, taking advantage of road schooling and homeschooling. I know that I visited a circus in West Palm Beach a couple of years ago and interviewed them about how they educate their children, and there's a circus teacher, and they also utilize opportunities within the area to help educate the children. And so there's also that connection there.
It's so funny you say that, because that was one of the things, I don't know which one of my kiddos found that in a, there was a whole thing about life on the road. That was actually what it was called. One of the boys found an article that had been written, and it was called Life on the Road, and it was all about, you know, the circus and what went on behind closed doors and how they travel and where, you know, how long they're in different places, and they made that connection instantly, and there was a whole section on kids of the circus and how they grow up
you know, a lot of times in the same, you know, areas of interest as their parents, but that, you know, all of them obviously are homeschooled. And so that was a connection my kids made right away. So it's funny you said that, because that was definitely something that I think that boosted their enthusiasm a little bit, you know. Not that I want anybody to go join the circus, but, you know, hey, life on the road.
We're running our own circus up in here. We're doing this.
We're on our own circus.
Much.
That's right.
And there's
our own version.
If you remember, last Valentine's Day, that show, almost a year ago, one of the Road School Moms who won that contest, remember that contest that we posted, post your pictures of you and your spouse. We were looking for the most romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures. They have their own circus performance, right?
I forgot about that. Yes. I forgot about that.
I know that they are on sabbatical right now. But gosh, I wish I remembered what their circus name was, because that was really interesting.
You know,
and
it's
I have
on,
been keeping my eyes peeled.
Yeah, I follow. I'm pretty sure I follow them on my Facebook page. I'll have to find that. We'll all look for that.
Okay,
post that later
good.
In our Road School Moms group. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward. I haven't crossed paths with them yet, but I know it's only a matter of time.
I'm sure it is. Yet, Mrs. Yet. Oh, my goodness. So do we know what we're even going to talk about next week, or is it just a divine secret? Divine secret, because we really don't know? Be honest.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet?
Oh,
but,
wait a second. Let me check my calendar before I say that, because I do have one Road School Moms on the book. That is so funny, Mary Beth. Oh, my goodness. So you recall that we did a show with blessing baskets. I don't remember exactly what they were called.
Yeah.
But they were, yes, remember? So when we were on the show and I was scheduling them, I made the mistake on my calendar, and I changed every single Road School Moms show on my calendar to represent that we were going to be doing that show. And do you know what it says? For every topic on my calendar, bar one, which I'll explain to you in a minute, it says blessing.
It's a sign.
For
you know,
every
I'm always
show.
Looking for a sign.
That is so funny. But on the 17th, on January 17th, we are being joined by Road School Mom Leah Johnson, who will be educating us about taxes and the FTF family. Because as you know, taxes are a little bit sticky when it comes to being on the road full time, possibly you're self-employed, possibly you have other considerations to worry about as someone who lives in an RV. And so we're really looking forward to being enlightened about how best to handle taxes in time for tax season. And that's, with Road School Mom Leah Johnson, who is an FTF partner and gives FTF members or friends and family discount if they utilize her services. So tune in for the 17th for that, and then every other show will be a blessing.
I love that. That's so ironic.
That is so ironic. I did it live on the air, too. Remember, I said, oh, gosh, I just changed all of the shows. I forget. Now, I don't know what our calendar looks like. That is amazing.
Little did you know. Well, I guess then we'll just all be surprised about what next Sunday's topic is. Of course, if you're part of our Facebook group or you check us out on our website or any of our other social media channels, you can watch, because we'll be announcing that later in the week. As Kimberly said earlier, if you have a topic that you want to talk about, if there's something that is on your heart that you think that maybe is a good topic for us, please do share it with us at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com or info@roadtripteacher.com, because we really, really do want to make these connections with all of you out there. And we don't want to start next month or next year. We want to start today. So if you have something on your heart that you'd like to talk about, please do reach out. We'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, is there anything else, KT, that we need to talk about?
That's it. Just have a wonderful week.
Okay. Well, we are so excited to be back with you this week. It's the beginning of our sixth season, and we are so excited to have 11 more shows within this season. Next month is our what we've dubbed our full-time family February, because we have so many things going on. And Kimberly and I are just looking so forward to this year and all the new changes and all the new changes and all the old things that we can bring back all at the same time.
for what's new on the horizon. So until then, next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be right back here, same time, same place. We hope you can join us from wherever in the world you are. And until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.